Blog Talk Radio.
So cool, right? My goodness. What's happening, everybody? It's Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio and Solar is here just to have a good time and celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records out of the great city of Los Angeles. And so we are so blessed to be here to be doing this with you guys. I hope you are good and all is well where you are. We just want to have a good time, man. That's all. It's the beginning of the weekend, right? We're going to kick off this weekend Soul Train style. Anyway, how you guys doing? Y'all all right? Y'all okay? Everything good? Everything all right? Y'all doing it? Y'all doing it, right? Y'all doing it? Yeah, y'all doing it. All right, hold on. I need to turn my speaker off behind me because it is loud. But anyway, guys, I hope you are good and all is well. We are just trying to make sure we have a great show today here as we're kicking off the weekend. It is Friday. And so we want to also recognize our brother William Shelby, our late brother William Shelby from Dynasty. And as he was waiting to see what Dynasty was going to do, he continued to pursue his musical dreams and talents and gifts and worked with Lakeside. And I grew up with them, right? So it's kind of like a natural thing to go back to them. And so, but yeah, we lost Will Lash about a couple of years ago. And so just rest in peace, William Shelby and Richard Randolph. They died like 6 months apart. So, man, oh, man, I tell you, it's crazy, 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 crazy. And so, but we want to make sure that we continue to celebrate each other, even if we're here or not. So I want to celebrate William Shelby today and just say, man, oh, man, God bless you, brother. You are, you know, it's something special, man. And we love you and we miss you. We appreciate you, all the gifts that you've given us here at Solar. With your, you know, your writing abilities and stuff. Thank you so much, man. So with that being said, I'm gonna start the block off with a William Shelby song. And hey guys, I hope y'all good. Everybody okay over there? Y'all okay. I wanna give a shout out to Greg. What's up, Greg? I wanna give a shout out to Astrid. What's up, Astrid? How you doing, pretty girl? All right. And, you know, I want to just make sure I give a shout out to all, you know, as many people as I can. Julianne, my girly girl, Julianne. Sugar Rainbow, what's up, Sugar Rainbow? We're working on a song together. We got to get it together. We got to finish that song so that we can put it out there for y'all. And we are talking about getting together and doing something as well. So we'll see how that works out. That'll be fun. Working with the Rainbow Girl. All right. And what's going on over there in LA? Kimberly, my girl, what's happening, Kimberly? What's up, Linda? Linda's so sweet. Oh man, Linda's just she's just a sweet lady. God bless you, Linda. Thank you so much for all you do here at Solar Records Radio in the group and all your postings and stuff. You're just awesome. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. So with that being said, I want to get to the music, man. I mean, I love talking and having a good time with you guys, but I want to also get to the music and just enjoy this good music. And I hope you guys enjoy this music. Hey, you know, I told you it rained yesterday, right? Yesterday it was rainy and it was all weird. And now today, the sun is there. The sun is back. We got some green. They've got green trees and green the grass and lots of weeds, though. I see lots of weeds as I look further down into the acreage there. It is lots of weeds back there. Wow, that's crazy. But anyway, I got my tractor fixed. I got my flat tire fixed, y'all. Yep. So I guess I'm going to get out there and get busy. Get the y'all know me. All right, guys, let's get going.
Just don't work like that today.
What a beautiful song. That's a song that that song wasn't written by William Shelley, but the first two were. And you know, that song was a written song written by myself, actually. And lots of fun. Yeah, we're having fun. This is Wardell Potter Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We are remembering William Shelley on his birthday celebration, and you know, we just want to say, you know, happy blessed birthday, Will. And God bless you, and thank you for blessing so many of us with your amazing gifts, man. We do love you and appreciate you and miss you, and just pray that you are good right where you are, man. Thank you so much. In the meantime, we're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are enjoying it, because I sure am.
Just lay it back. You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing, you got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I heard a voice that said, I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic. And Venus, your destination.
Creativity for the writers and the people that were participating in, you know, the Solar Galaxy of Stars albums and, you know, the tours and all the stuff that we did. Man, I just think what a great blessing it was to have been a part of that. And so thank you, William Shelby, for, you know, just contributing and just doing your part, man, and just really blessing us, brother. Thank you so much, so much. And so with that being said, guys, I hope you are good, man. I want to just get, you know, more into the music. When I'm playing these songs, I am really thinking about how much William Shelby did have to do with the beginning. I mean, not just like the first couple songs of Solar, but I mean, like for the first couple of years, I mean, he was writing his little heart off, man. And so, you know, him and Leon Silvers were just taking it there. And so what a blessing it is just to be a part of that, right? And just grow up in that. And you know, you just heard, you know, Give It Up for Love by Dynasty and stuff. And William Shelby was really involved in a lot of stuff. I mean, and man, I just feel really crazy because, you know, when we lost William Shelby, that was a shocker to me. I was like, I got the message. I was like, get out of here. What are you talking about? What are you saying to me, man? And that was from Ricky Freeze. And he's like calling me. I said, I'm on the radio. I hit you right back. And then he left me a message. I was like, what are you talking about? And so I had to call in the middle of my show and say, what is going on here? And man, so yeah, so be it, man. So be it. And so William Shelby was really a really good guy. He you know, he had very good intentions. I mean, he liked this girl like everybody else did. We all like our girls, right? And I told you, I wanted to know, oh, what am I supposed to do with all these girls when we were on the road? And I thought that they were going to tell me about that, and they're talking about God. And I'm like, what? Come on, man. I'm glad that they did. But then I was just so young, and I was thinking that's what they were going to tell me, and that's what they were going to teach me about. But yeah, no, they had other plans for me, and my mom was praying. I was like, her little prayer is working. That little lady is praying her heart out to take care of my baby. And so, but anyway, yeah, so William Shelby, my goodness, I just, you know, he had a beautiful mom, and I went to the house and met the mom, and got to, you know, just really become a part of the family, so to speak. And I was doing everything I could to just, you know, just to be a part. And Tommy was the big brother. Tommy Shelby from Lakeside was the big brother. And it's just something else when you lose someone, because you get confused. You're like, what is going on? Why did this happen? What went wrong? You know, and sometimes, you know, we just make that, it's just time. It's just time to go. And so God calls you, he calls you. And so we must move. And so, but anyway, God, thank you for giving us William Shelby and allowing him to bless us, our community. And rest in peace, William Shelby. Thank you for blessing us. All right, so I want to play another song by William Shelby. Because it's kind of the William Shelby hour, at least the hour, right? So anyway, God bless you, brother. And so this here one is one for you.
On how you what I need.
Phone.
Well, it looks like your body is talking to me. I'm hearing something. Go on, get it, girl. Seen by me.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's time.
The healing.
It's time for
the healing. The healing.
Embrace the possibilities of the future. Create more love.
man, oh man, what a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, it is, man.
Hey, everybody, we got Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside.
What's up, y'all? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Everybody's doing well. Can't wait to see you guys again. And everybody take the vaccine so we can come back around you again.
Take a vaccine.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right.
Everybody. And wear your mask.
Please.
Oh, man. Hey, Fred, when I'm listening to your music in the background as you're talking, I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, that music, there is something so special about the music that Lakeside does. The way that you guys perform, the energy that you guys bring to the stage, the love that you guys have in your music. There is something so special about your music, man. And I don't know where it came from, but ever since I was...
It came from the fans. Just our need to make people happy and talk about life and different experiences that we all have. And we just try to make it relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, hey, you know, but it's like, it's got that classy funk, you know, and I know that a lot of you funksters came from, They got that Ohio thing going that they always talk about.
But you
put that Texas bottom underneath. Ohio, and gave it that twist, right?
Yeah, well, we all used to sit up and watch Ohio players and look at the Ohio players, you know, and you know they was the big group that everybody, you know, looked at and wanted to be like, you know, us and Heat Wave and Roger Troutman and, you know, we all, wasn't nothing else to do, ain't nothing else to do anything but play music.
So how you doing in the pandemic, man? How you doing? Are you ready to get back out there?
Yeah, I'm ready to get back out, man. Right now I'm just staying in and, you know, we're sitting around writing and, I'm thinking about, we've been thinking about dropping one of the songs from the Lakeside Lost Files.
Oh.
So, you might be in some real soon, and I'll make sure that you got it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we may try to do it next month, maybe around Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about that, so... But we get ready to drop something. You're going to be really, really surprised. It's really nice, too. And it's a ladies' record. The women are going to love it. Yeah, they're going to love it.
Hey, man.
So,
I love you, man, and I appreciate you taking out the time just to share this information because I didn't expect it, man, so... You are awesome, man. We appreciate you. Don Fleming, you got something done? You got something for Fred?
Well, you know,
you, we're going to drop something on you. Going to really, really surprise, and I think the ladies are really going to like it. So I want everybody to know that, you know, we're going to drop something real soon, and we just can't wait to get back out there and touch you guys and feel your energy and, you know, just perform, you know.
Okay, absolutely.
Love it, love
Fred,
it, love
Fred,
it.
Fred, go ahead, Don. You said you wanted to ask Fred something, Don? Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside, y'all.
Yeah, it's the man. And how's that Texas weather treating you?
Hey, man, it's nice. It's like about 61 today. It's sunny. You know, it's been pretty good. Our kind of winters is not really much, you know what I'm saying? We had snow last week. It lasted about 3 or 4 hours, and it was gone. So, you know, long enough for you to see it in the grass, and if you didn't take a picture of it, then you missed it.
Man, that's the crazy weather we have here in the South. It's usually like that. It's like a couple hours of snow, and then probably the next week, right? Like right now, it's 60 degrees outside here in Little Rock. So
y'all got what we had. So it wasn't much, but it was a little bit just for us to feel a little winter. Other than that, man, it's been really nice.
Oh man. Well, we are so blessed, man. Thank you so much for. Are you trying to tell me that the snow didn't stick when it hit there last couple of days ago?
You say, wouldn't that say that again?
The snow didn't stick.
Yeah, it snowed. It snowed all day, really, and then it stopped, and then the next day it was. You know, like it never happened. Texas weather for you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm learning. I'm down here. I'm right below you down here, and I'm learning about it. So, hey, you know what?
Yeah, you see what's going on.
Hey, you know what? I've been in California for 40 years, and I never thought I would move to Texas, but it's the best move I ever made. I love it here in Texas.
Yes. It's nice in Texas, isn't it?
It really is, you know. And the people are so, especially the youth, are so respectful. And it's just like it's shocking almost. It's like they take me back to the 70s where people used to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. You know, in California, they used to say, what you
want? Right. Well, see, Texas has always been yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. That's the way we were raised, so, you know, when you get older, you're still the same way. But I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for the fans that still love us and talk about us. And thank you guys for keeping us alive on the air. You know, I really appreciate it, Wardell, and what you're doing. I love what you're doing, man. It's a wonderful thing. I wouldn't have never thought this was what you would be doing. But you're doing a hell of a job keeping the Solar name out there and all of the acts. You're doing a hell of a job.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, brother. God bless you. And, you know, we go back a long, long ways together. Two drummers.
Oh,
a long ways.
A lot of people don't know. If y'all didn't know, this boy's a hell of a drummer. I used to steal all of Wardell's stuff.
Hold it. He's the older one, and he's the teacher. And so we used to come on before him, and I used to go out in the audience and watch him. So
But Wardell's a hell of a drummer, and he recorded a lot of those hits that's on radio right now from Solar. A lot of those hits, that's Wardell playing. So I got a lot of respect for you, brother.
Likewise, man. Likewise. You know I do. I love the stuff that you do. And Fred had those drums, and it was so many of them. And I used to get so jealous. Like, man, oh, I want to play. I was like, look at all this. So he had a setup. He had the drummer's drum set. Right, everybody wanted to get on that set because all those drums, all those cymbals, and it was just like it is ready, and I want to say something, but I don't know if I should because
go ahead, man.
Well, you know, Fred. Okay, listen, I really want to play this song that Fred wrote, but I just. You know, like that, like I said, there was something that Fred used to do that used to drive me crazy. And I didn't understand, like, how he did that. And then he taught us. He told us the last time he was on the show that, Wardell, all I was doing was playing an exercise. Remember the exercise that you said that you were playing?
Yeah.
I never knew you were playing it. Yeah.
The thing that was on, you talking about the thing that's on,
right here.
It's all the way live. It's all the way live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to hear, and I remember trying to learn how to do it. It was driving me crazy. I was like, why did I get it? Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, you play the snare with the right hand, and the left hand played the hi-hat, and that's the way you played that beat. And it was just something I used to practice all the time. And Stevie was like, man, we need to put that at the beginning of the record. And that's how that happened. It was just something I used to practice all the time.
Yes, sir. Well, man, well, God bless you, man. I'm glad that we are here in Texas hanging out together, you know, because California is really a mess right now. And so I pray all our brothers and sisters over there and my kids, you know, that they stay safe.
Right.
It is a terrible, terrible situation in California right now. And so, but we're looking forward to this COVID thing flipping the script real soon. We got a new president coming in next week, and I think the medication.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, isn't it?
It's wonderful. What a beautiful blessing,
I'm
man.
I'm so glad I didn't have to have that sick feeling that I felt in 16.
Oh, man.
Yes, exactly, man. Well, Fred, I want you to know that they want you guys overseas. So I told Steve that, too, the last time he was on, and he told me to tell them to get their promoters to call you guys. And so,
tell them to call me, man. You got my number. You can give it out. Tell them to call me, man, so we can do something.
Fred is the one that organized the gigs, you guys. So, and then you can also find him on Facebook. He's my friend on Facebook too. If you want to go on there, you'll see Fred Alexander. You know, get in touch with him, leave him a message or something, let him know. Okay, now I just got a message to tell you, come to Amsterdam too. They went to Amsterdam.
I love Amsterdam.
Oh man!
I can't wait to go back. Okay.
I can't wait, man. I kept talking about the fact that I was talking to Wardell, and we was talking about the concert industry and losing over $30 billion since COVID hit. So that's $30 billion of lost revenue. You guys got to get back on the road, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, man, it's rough.
Absolutely, it's got to be. You know, just the natural. But the money thing, everybody can relate to that, and we all understand that. But if that's something that you've been doing for 40 years, and all of a sudden somebody said, "Hold on." And just hold on. And, you know, okay, how long I got to hold on for? You know, they just got you on the pause button, man. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, and we understand because we don't want to get sick and we don't want the bands to get sick. But, man, you just don't have no idea how it feels not to be able to do what I've been doing for so long. You guys, that's been taken away. And that's got to be someone, that's got to make you feel bad because you guys were making people happy. You know, that was a gift.
Yeah,
a beautiful gift that you guys were giving to the public all the time. And to not be able to give that gift that was given to you to give to the public is
it's
stopped up almost, congested.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough, bro.
Yeah.
So we're ready to get back out there. We can't wait. And as soon as we can get back to work, hey, we're going to be out there.
All right, brother. Well, just tell us a little bit about the song before you go. The song, Say
Yes. This is a song that me and Steve Shockley did together. And it's called Say Yes. And it's about this lady that's got everything and don't need anything. And it was our idea of what we thought you would say to this kind of woman that didn't have a man. And that's how we came up with Say Yes. And we wanted it to be a record with a short name. But the name would explain what the song was about.
All right.
Awesome. Well, listen, man, I just want to say thank you. God bless you. Take care of yourself and be safe out there. And we'll look forward to your new single.
All right, man, and you be safe too, my brother. And good talking to you, Don.
You too, Fred. You be safe down there in Texas.
All right. All right, man. Y'all take care. And everybody, tell everybody enjoy the record. And like I said, we're coming with something real soon.
Awesome. Can't wait. All right,
all
guys.
Right, man.
God bless you.
Love you too, man.
When it's
all right, bye-bye.
You have almost everything. You still get lonely, girl.
You still get lonely.
Don't you get lonely at night? But the worst of it all, every time that I give you a call, you still resist me, girl.
Thank you.
brother? Are you there?
I'm here, man. Your audio's off a little bit, man. Are you? What channel are you on? I can barely hear you, but let me go ahead and but yeah, I can barely hear you. Can
My
you hear
brother.
Me?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you are in. I can hear you. You're right at 90%.
All
right. What's going on?
I just love that interview, man. It was just so off the cuff, and Fred was just kicking back at the house.
Amazing. I love that, man. I remember I almost forgot about that interview, man.
Yeah.
He was just a great sport, man. Just a great sport all together. I love Fred.
Yeah, and he was lonely. It was just so nice just to be able to just talk to him about, you know, doing what he did and missing it and, you know, and so it must have been wintertime because when y'all was talking about 60-something degrees, I was like, wow, it's wintertime. So, but that was right. That was right before the new president got sworn in.
Yeah, I want to say this was before January 6th because I'm supposed.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that. We would have talked about that.
Exactly. So, but anyway, man, that was really cool, Fred, to hang out that long. And so, what? So you're gonna do a blog, man? You're gonna give us a blog?
Yeah. You know what? I'm let me set up something. I'm in the system. I'm looking.
I'm looking. Yeah, man. Well, Don Fleming, y'all know how he does it, right? So we're gonna have Don in the next block here for us on Solar Records Radio.
Well, you know what? I haven't played this song in a long time, and what I call Solar adjacent. Every now and then, there's songs that I like to play that had the inspirations of what you guys were doing over at Solar, or what Silver Spoon Production, Throwdown Brothers, things like. Or even when you there was a moment you personally worked at A&M, and you worked under Herb Alpert, man. What was it like having someone like Herb Alpert as your boss?
You know what? I didn't even see him that much. I went to his house and we hung out. But as far as business and all that kind of stuff, I didn't have to deal with him on that level. I mean, it was handled by Brenda Andrews and Lance Freed. And so Lance and Brenda really took care. They were the bosses of the publishing. And so and Herb Alpert was just the owner. And so,
right. So
it was a different, a whole nother kind of thing, but it was beautiful. I enjoyed myself. That's for sure.
Well, you know, you can't deny the brother's a heck of a trumpet player, part of the Tijuana Brass, became the A, of course, in A&M Records. Just an amazing cat. I want to go ahead and start this block off. I usually play this on Wednesdays, but I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play it today. One of my favorites, new music from the lovely Miss City Bay. Of course, you hear Herb Alpert in the background. It's called Ready Enough. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Yeah. A long way to go.
We'll be right back.
from the classic album Headlines. Of course, I love that, man. That is one of my all-time favorites from them, from 1986, Midnight Star. Yes, Engine number 9. Before that, gave you a little Karen White, The Way You Love Me from 1988, produced by Babyface and I think Daryl Simmons. Of course, you know, Babyface, part of the Soul Our Family, of course, started off the block. City Bay, featuring Devin Morrison and Your Old Boss, Herb Alpert. I like to say that, Your Old Boss. Of course, that is ready enough, giving you some new music out there. Of course, we're celebrating, wrapping it up. I got here a little late, so I apologize. Of course, it's Friday, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the sounds of Los Angeles, and I hope you guys were enjoying that earlier clip from a couple of years ago when we got a chance to interview Fred Alexander from Lakeside. So that was a treat for me to hear.
Yeah, just going back into the COVID time, my goodness gracious, that was, I didn't even realize it was that far back.
Oh, man, whoa. That's, we're looking at, what, 2 years, man. Almost 3. But this was right after the election, and I want to say before January 6th, because trust me, we would have been talking about that.
Right, absolutely. So here we go, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. We really appreciate you very much. And Solar wants to dance tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3 p.m., but 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. So come hang out with us if you just want to hear some more good music. We appreciate you guys, and we really enjoyed doing the show with you today. So you guys all take care. Don, and anything in closing?
Oh, man, again, thank you guys for tuning in. And, again, thank you for supporting the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Of course, Solar Wants to Dance. Like he said, 2 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you check in with us on tomorrow. So until then, you guys have a safe Friday.
All right, guys. Good night, and God bless you.
Yeah. to get turned.